Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A freeze warning remains in effect. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles per hour. The lows level off around 26 tonight. Partly cloudy skies. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 60. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 36.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe here. Today's headlines from 12 News. Governor Kelly joined several other states suing the White House over suspended SNAP benefits. That lawsuit looks to maintain funding for SNAP benefits during the government shutdown. This Saturday, the cold weather rule goes into effect in Kansas. If temperatures are forecast below 35 degrees, utility companies cannot disconnect your service for past due bills. They're also required to offer 12-month payment plans. You must contact, though, your utility company to make these arrangements. Textron Aviation working to secure a new aerospace contract. The company hopes to secure a contract with the U.S. Navy to assemble a Beechcraft jet at its East Campus in Wichita. The U.S. Navy expected to make its selection in 2027. And Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Congressman Derek Schmidt announced he will co-sponsor legislation to maintain food assistance for Kansans in need if the federal government shutdown continues, according to a media release from the Office of the Second District Representative. Funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, Food Assistance Program, is expected to run out after November 1 if the government remains shut down. The bill Schmidt will co-sponsor, H.R. 5822, would continue SNAP funding for Kansans in need. More than a month ago, the House of Representatives voted to temporarily continue funding all government operations while bipartisan negotiations for full-year funding priorities continue. A bipartisan majority of the U.S. senators agrees with keeping the government open during negotiations, but a minority of senators has repeatedly refused, and under Senate rules, that minority is able to block funding bills. Schmidt has voted in favor of every government funding bill that has come to the House floor this year. On September 19th, he voted for the clean, short-term continuing resolution to maintain government operations for 7 more weeks while bipartisan negotiations on annual funding bills continue. He also voted for full-year funding for the Department of Defense, Department of Energy, and Department of Veteran Affairs and other agencies, including the Army Corps of Engineers, when those funding bills came before the House of Representatives. The Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University has released its annual Kansas Speaks Public Opinion Survey, offering a snapshot of how Kansans feel about key issues facing the state. This year, 526 Kansas adults were surveyed on topics ranging from the economy and education to marijuana laws, immigration, and the upcoming 2026 governor's race. While 35% of Kansans say the state's economy is getting worse, that's still more optimistic than their outlook on the national economy, where half see decline. Support for policy changes remains strong across several areas. Approximately 70% of Kansans favor legalizing medical marijuana, while nearly 60% support recreational use. That same percentage, around 70%, also back expanding Medicaid. Roughly two-thirds of residents say legal immigrants help boost both the Kansas and U.S. economies, and more than half say immigrants contribute positively through taxes, culture, and essential jobs. Concern about water remains high, with about half of Kansas worried about both water quality and supply, and an overwhelming 80% support raising the state's minimum wage. Confidence in higher education is also climbing. Most Kansans now agree it's a worthwhile investment for both individual and society. This survey also took an early look at the 2026 governor's race. Among 11 candidates, Jeff Collier and Scott Schwab lead in name recognition, while Joy Eakins and Vicky Schmidt scored the highest positive impressions. The Kansas Speaks survey is a project of the Docking Institute, which works to inform public policy decisions across the state. Full survey results are available at fhsu.edu/docking/kansas-speaks. In Nebraska news, a woman charged with murder has been sentenced. According to Buffalo County District Court records, Karen Geisler was sentenced to Friday to 31 to 55 years in prison for attempted second-degree murder and a weapons charge. She previously pleaded no contest to the charges. In exchange for her plea, the former charge was reduced from manslaughter. That charge was initially second-degree murder. According to the Kearney Police Department, last October, officers responded to a report of a shooting in the 1800 block of 7th Avenue. They say officers found 62-year-old Jimmy Geisler, who lived in the same home as the suspect, with gunshot wounds. He was then taken to the hospital, where he later died from his injuries. I'll be back with more news after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
October is Sudden Cardiac Awareness, Arrest Awareness Month, which is designed to inform the public about warning signs, risk factors, and what to do in cardiac emergencies. During this month, the American Red Cross encourages everyone to enroll in a CPR and AED course so they can learn how to help save a life when someone goes into cardiac arrest, and minutes matter. Each year, more than 350,000 people experience out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in the U.S., and about 90% of them die. Cardiac arrest occurs when the heart suddenly stops beating normally because of abnormal electrical activity. Every second counts, so it's important for people to be trained in knowing how to perform CPR and use an AED. Immediate CPR delivered by a bystander can double or even triple a person's chance of survival. More than 70% of out-of-hospital cardiac arrests happen in the home. The executive director of the Red Cross of Greater Kansas, Jane Blotcher, said that sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and at any time without any warning. It's important to be ready to take action, whether it's calling 911, starting chest compressions, or using an AED. Red Cross training can give you the skills and confidence to act in an emergency. For more information or to sign up online, visit redcross.org/takeaclass. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, will begin on Saturday, November 1st and remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas, electric, or water service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow customers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact the utility to make those arrangements. Payment plan terms to maintain or restore service require that customers agree to pay 1/12th of the total amount owed, 1/12th of the current bill, the full amount of any disconnection or reconnection fee, plus any applicable deposit to the utility. The remaining balance must be paid in equal payments over the next 11 months in addition to the current monthly bill. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of utility companies under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website. Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027 or 785-271-3140 to learn more. You can find a link to the cold weather rule flyer on our website. Your lunch menu for Eisenhower Elementary School is scalloped chicken, corn, sweetheart pears, cucumber slices, and milk. For the Norton Junior Senior High School, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets or hamburger, cook's choice of fries, fruit, and milk. Lunch at Northern Valley will be enchiladas, rice, vegetable, and fruit. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Henkel Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today should be sunny with a high near 54, winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 26, calm winds becoming south around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 60, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Tomorrow evening, mostly clear with a low around 30, west wind around 5 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Henkel Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
For Friday, partly sunny with a high near 56, winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Saturday should be sunny with a high near 55. Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. Monday should be sunny with a high near 65. And Tuesday should be sunny and high near 65 again. Currently in Norton, it's in fair condition. It's 32 degrees out with a humidity of 75. Wind speed northwest at 14 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.42 with a dew point of 25 degrees. The wind chill is 22 degrees. Excuse me. Your weather has been brought to you by Henkel Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Henkel Termite at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Fall into savings at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, cruise into autumn with vehicle loan rates as low as 5.50% APR on qualifying vehicles. This special applies to new money only on 2015 and newer. The perfect way to upgrade your ride for the season. But don't wait. These rates won't last past the fall breeze. Terms and conditions apply. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit UNWFCU today to harvest your savings.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas senior sharpshooter L. Evans has been chosen as one of 20 nominees on the Ann Myers Drysdale Shooting Guard of the Year preseason watch list. The prestigious award is one of the Naismith Starting Five awards offered, going to the best shooting guard in the women's college basketball and presented by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame to highlight the elite talent in the sport. Evans is the second Jayhawk to earn a spot on a preseason watch list, joining junior Samaya Nichols, who was named to the Nancy Lieberman Point Guard of the Year watch list list on Monday. The awards watch list will remain fluid as the season progresses, giving players the opportunity to move on and off the list until the final five are selected. The list will narrow down to 10 players in late January, with the final five being announced in March. The award winner and presentation details will be revealed at the final four in Indianapolis. KU will have an exhibition game on Wednesday night against Fort Hays State at Allen Fieldhouse, a 6:30 tip on ESPN+. Then next Wednesday, November 5th, they'll open the season against Kansas City on ESPN+ at 6:30. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupre.
At Harvest, every acre tells the truth. And if you waited to see this season, you might be watching your yields slip away. Next year, don't wait and see. Know with Trivapro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, Trivapro works overtime to beat back disease, boost plant health, and preserve yield. For more bushels in the bin when it matters most. In 2026, don't wait to know. Go Trivapro. Call your retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Pause for a moment of clean row calm. Brought to you by Storin Corn Herbicide. Preserve this moment of weed-free serenity at storinwontquit.com or see your Syngenta retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.